the Independence Seaport Museum in Philadelphia has a new exhibit that explores how the United States recovered economically from its own Revolutionary War. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the birth of American trade with China.
When the American colonies declared independence in 1776, they lost their only offshore trading partner, England. So when the new nation defeated the British in 1783, it asked itself, what do we do now?
That's, I think, a really critical moment. And pretty soon after that, we've got to start looking to the outside because we can't exist alone.
That is Peter Siebert, president of the Seaport Museum, where the exhibition Seeking Profit and Power uses artifacts and manuscripts to show how the new nation established trading partners in China. Vast fortunes were made. Stephen Girard of Philadelphia, the country's richest man, did robust trade in China. A Chinese merchant named Hokwa sold most of the tea available in America and became the richest man in the world. Americans coveted Chinese porcelain, and they wanted it to look American. So they sent over patterns of bald eagles and country estates to be painted onto Chinese china.
It was very much establishing our national identity. You know, hey, we're a new nation. We're not British. We're not French. We're us. You see that on the porcelain.
Seeking Profit and Power opens Friday, March 20th, and will be on view until 2028. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.